literally started it from the bottom up, so it's been quite the long haul. And I've had great people to help me out, Kevin Warren and just event planners from the Vikings, and everyone's been such a huge help. But I live in Texas, and it's kind of difficult to do it on my own, so I've had a great support system, but it's been fun, and I'm really excited. I think it's going to do some really great things in the community of Minnesota.
Well, what we'd like to do is give scholarships to underprivileged kids. We have given in Minnesota, but we've already given a $10,000 scholarship to my dad's high school where he coached. And then we've donated some money to Flint, Michigan, to the water crisis there. But we really want to concentrate on Minnesota, but and trying to help these kids to achieve their goals, really. Help them get an education, help them better themselves in their future. Yeah, it's really amazing with all the people who have showed up, with all the work that really everybody's done. You know, Crave has been here with the food, and Miller and Coors have been giving us a lot of the beverages here, and all the people with the Vikings have helped tremendously. Kevin Warren has helped a lot, and obviously my daughter's done a lot. But you know, it is kind of touching. You know, you go around and see my wife's picture here and there, and so we're just trying to keep the whole spirit of everything alive. You know, my wife passed away a while back in 2009, and so we want to try to keep giving her spirit. That, you know, she was the nicest, kindest person, totally opposite of me. But she, you know, she would drive around. She saw this homeless lady one time. She drove around all over, got a bag of groceries, had them in her car until she found the lady again. And so that's the kind of lady she was.
You know, and I texted my dad the other day, and I said, "You're a great boss." And he's just been really great, super helpful. And I told my brother the other day, we usually come home from dinner, and he comes from the living room, and he turns on the TV right away and sits down. And he didn't do that once this in the last couple of days. And he just, "What can I help you with? What can I help you with?" We were putting silent auction baskets together, and it's just been really fun. My dad and I are already really close, and we have a great connection, but it's the bond that is honoring my mother, and there's something special and unique about it.